study of the 400 stanzas here. We're on chapter 11, verse 5, if you count the ones just in the chapter here. But I think it's it's verse 255 in this book, on page 229.
This one?
No, this one.
Oh, yeah. Tā dhī dhī rīdwā, dēbā cēs chūbā kāpā dhī rīdwā. Tā dhī ālī tāmbu kōnzu kāshē. Dēbā tāng, tādā wā tāng, māoṅ bā, tī ngō būtī yō rēs gī wā rā, tēmbā chūbā yō rā ngū nē, cēs chūbā yō rēs rā. Tāndā māoṅ bā sī gī wā rā, tē yīn jū yō rēs gī wā rā, tāndā nē yō rēs gī wā rā. Nē tādā wā rī gī wā rēs, tēnē māoṅ dēbā rī gī wā rā, sī nē kō tēdē yō rēs gī wā rā. Mō tā dhī pā kā gī wā rā.
Okay, but before we get into this, it's good to, you have to keep in mind that what is being refuted here is a truly existent time, or true that things somehow are past, present, and future are always there, even though we'd say future, that there's something about the future that makes it always here. And that means that it's truly existent. It's always, the past, present, and future are always with us.
Yeah. Mahon ba de tsaes chubhe ngogo mes talia chubhsarwa. Mahon ba yungyu de tandane yoyona. Ane ko tandane tsaes chubhe ngogo rege tatawa rendu uresi. Mahon ba yungyu ma resi. Talia kaachari nga zili sholuka sumbati inba de. Kange chena mahon tadu nen gyurwa. Te chena tatawa rengyurde mahon nyimisi se. Tandane mahon ba de yoyona. Tandana Mahomba de Jujin le Kene Chavachi Tunga de Res. And the Tada or Rendura, the Mahomba Yung Marvas. Some Mahomba said it, says to me, you have the Casare. No, the nations were Mahomba Tula, Mahomba Tuni Missibe, Mahomba says to me by Shindosido. Oh, then Debe Tudin, Debe Ranging Ole, there's some Madesta, Deba there, says to the Caviora. Deba de Ranging O. Deba le, deba re ta, ma deba re stuwa nyi che ka gyo
ra. So then it starts off with this one line on page 229.
In this book it's 230, everybody.
It is?
In our book. It's page 250.
Verse again.
259, right?
Oh, it's 255, yeah.
It's 255, yeah. Sorry, page 229.
I might have made a mistake. I think I did. No, okay. So anyway, it's that verse 255. And you see just above the verse where it says, the future is not substantially existent since future time cannot exist in the future. We already kind of refuted the idea of what this verse at present is let's see, 255, is refuting a substantially existent past or established past, a truly existent past. Now, the future has been refuted as being substantially existent or you know, truly existent or there, right there, because with verse 3 there, or 253, on the previous page, the bottom of the previous page, because of being future in nature, a future functional thing is thus present and cannot be future. If the future is already existent and is, you know, causing things, then that's not the future. That's called the past. I mean, that present, sorry. So then how could that be future? You know, there's no way of calling that future because it's present. The idea is repeated in this: the future is not substantially existent since future time cannot exist in the future. It's already present. So similarly, has the past passed beyond its own nature or not? The question is, there's two questions here. Why is it the past? And then the other one, has it passed beyond the past or not passed beyond the past? Those two questions. So then you have to remember, you know, what is it that's being refuted here? And the idea is that they really feel that, the people who are taking this idea of time as being truly existent, then really feel that, well, when we think about the future, it can make us happy or it can make us sad. So it must be present. It must be here, right? We can think about what I'm going to get or what I'm, what I'm going to lose, and then get happy or sad. So it must be that the future is already present here. It has some kind of substantial existence to it. And the same with the past, the person died or the thing was destroyed, and when I think about it, I feel so unhappy. It's that means the past, even though it's gone, is still present, it's still here, it's substantially here. It's truly existent here because it's giving, causing me to have these feelings, So it's not an unreasonable position, really. Mm-hmm. But when they think of about a pot, for instance, a present, a future pot is the pot that's to be made, with the clay and so forth. When they think about that, they think, that the pot is actually there, And then because it's just a future pot, but it's still pot, it's a substantially existent, truly existent pot. And then when it's present, of course, yeah, it's here. And then the past pot, it's the shards there, okay, but still, it's just, the shards of the pieces of the pot, if you will, just lying on the ground, but it's still the pot. It's just, pot in the sense of being past. So then this kind of system is, that kind of a perspective, or philosophical perspective, is very different from our own perspective, where we say that the past, present, and future are designated just on the basis of the state of those various things, whether it's the clay and the water, or it's the pot itself, just a bulbous thing able to hold water, or it's a pile of pieces that we just label or designate or label those things as past, future, present, and past, but they don't have somehow their own self-existence in this system that's being refuted. That they exist there objectively on their own without having to rely on anything else.
Tan deba lenin de jurwa chi chin de bar jur se do deba de deba len de bar na de bar ek mar ba de bar le thal sar ko de bar ye mare tan deba den deba len de bar mandeba res yarwa
mhm
dan deba den debalen deba resna dan deba den deba marwa
mhm
deba le tal san ko mainge che res arwa
na
na deba le ne de jurba chi chena deba jurs
mhm
deba di chi chena deba re de reg marwa
mhm
kon deba len de sarwa
gyore so if you look at the verse if it is past beyond the past why is it the past okay that's we're asking the question of two questions, right? Is it past beyond its own nature as the past or not? Okay. Now, if it's past beyond the past, then that means it's no longer the past. It's become something else. Okay. So it's not the past. So then, why is it the past? Means it's not the past because it's past beyond being past. It means it's not the past. That's another way of saying it's not the past.
This one. Deva le ne mandeva serva. Deva den deva le mandeva inen deva re deorva. Deva den deva le mandeva inen deva re. Deva ina ko danda zes trube deva de zes trube deva re. Ngo bo inge zes trube rangwe ne trunge ge. Rangwe ne trunge ko korang tsuriye denge ge. Zes trube re. Ti ina ko dada re songa sigo re. Kyudan kienle teni kiene tanda chawa chetumge debe pumbara chena. Ko kyudan kienle ne kiebara tanda pumbe lega chetumge pumba chete yorwa. Dada ware te tuwa sigore, deba rege maare sigore. Deba lene mandeba chiye chena deba rgyurus. Kyuzen chiye chena deba rgyur, deba mimbar tal. Debe ze lene mandeba chawa chiye shenbe zegi tangyudu nebe chisigdwa. Ko lega chengege zegi tangyudu nebe dada ware ta.
No. So then, the next two lines is, if it is not past beyond the past, why is it the past? And so in this idea, their idea is that the past is something that exists truly on its own. It's already there. It, like we were talking about, it can make you happy or unhappy. It creates, it's a functional thing, and it's there. And it exists in its own right. It doesn't need anything else. And so then, if it's there and it's producing effects, then it's not the past. It's the present. You know, that's what we call the present. Something that's sitting there, you know, that's already doing something and creating effects is what we call the present. And so then how could it be the past? Why is that the past? If it's not, you know, if it's not beyond the past, then it's, you're calling it the past, a truly existent past, right? Something that somehow exists in its own right and is creating effects. Then how, that's not the past, it's the present, right?
Yeah. Tā sūmbā māwāmbā chitrātū kāgwa sikidwā.
Nā.
Māwāmbā dī yāng tēs trūpē mūyabu yīng sē chitrātū kāgwa yorā, mīsē kāgwa yorā. Tē kō tē māwāmbā tēs trūpē yīng sēngē sū yor sē chitrā māwā sō gī, dēbā kāgwa dāng dō dēbā sō gīn dēbā kāgwa nīndwā.
Oh,
dē. Chitrā māwā dī zū kārī sī gī yorā sē nā kō, tā māwāmbā dē, māwāmbā pūmbā dē, māwāmbā rē, tāndā pūmbā rē sī gī yorā. Tātāwā tētā pūmbā yīnbā rūwā. Dēbē pūmbā tēyā, pūmbā ārē, dēbā ārē sīgī ārūwā. Tā tēlā pā kāgī ārē, pūmbā tēkō, pūmbā sō tētū nē, ngē nē yōtēngē rīrē, tātā yōtēngā, māhūmbā yōtēngā, tākpā nē shirīgī ārūwā. Gyūrā mēngē shirīgī ārūwā. Tēkī pā kāgī rūwā. Māhūmbā tē kē sā, māhūmbā kē mā kē tālā kākbā sīgī rūwā. Tā tāngbū tērē, māhūmbā tē kē bārē tā, kūjīn lē kē bārē tā, mā kē bārē sī. Tēndē tāk jē chēnē māo bādē zēs trūbē, rāwāndū trūbē ngō bīng bā kāgī wārē. Tāngbō sīndī mā lō shakā, dēcū lō mōgō chē. Tāngbō māo bā kē mā jī tālā kāgbā lā nī ngō tā tē lēng kāgbā sē rwa. Kāgbā tē chē tā kō tē lēng kāgbā rwa, tāndā kāgī wārā, māo bā kē mā jī tāk jē chēnē kāgī wārā. Tāngbō ngō nē, chē tā tō mā wā tā pūmbā tā māo bē shī tūng kē lēng bā lā tē lās. Tanda pumbaa sugu yuwa na ku soo degi yuwa rde, pumbaa yuwa resi yuwa ra ku mahomba re de pumba yo re se gora ta ne sa de mahomba ina pumba re yo mare pumba re sa re na ko chulu phe to ya ko chawa chenge che re sa re ta da re sa re o de ka gyo ra cheta do ma wa ta pumba da mahombe shi de do khe len ba te la se gdo
te ne ta de
o de ba chila ne
so then if we move ahead to the next verse then we have to sort of look in the back on page 322 to sort of see where we are in the refutation, and it's saying it's number three there where it says detailed refutation of the future, and refuting the assertions of the Vaibhashikas and other systems like the Sautrantikas and so forth. And then here, in the first two verses of this section that are under that parenthetical one, refutation by examining whether the future is produced or unproduced. Okay, and then so there's two verses, 256 and 257, that are treating that. And then if we go back then to 229, and read that it says, regarding Vaibhashikas and so forth who assert that there is a common locus of a pot and the future. Now, what that means is that in their system, they feel that there's a pot and the future are what do you say? It's a pot and it's future. And it's a pot and it's present, and it's a pot and it's past. So then they're saying that the pot and the future are somehow sharing, they're together. It's the future pot, basically, is what it's what it say. The future pot is there, and then the idea is, how could that possibly be, right? How could those two how could there be a common locus, as it says here? How could it be both pot and future? Because basically, a pot, is defined as something that holds water and you can pour. Okay, so how could it be pot and future at the same time? Our refutation is going to follow along those lines.
Yes, sir. Mm. Maube bumba de kyuna kyele tene kyene yena asyora chidan ko maube sina rangi kyeve gyu ye ja tanda maje batla maube asyora
na ne
tada wasina kyele tene kyene manji beche te de batla tada wasyora thal simba ke sare ta shik sare te liya de ba asyora ba modi edo da ke de maube de Tanda kyutan kyanle tene kyene yö naasik yora. Chidar tada wami yöne, tada wara waas. Maube pumba de kyutan kyanle tene kyene pumba re de yöna. Yöne ko tada wara wa. Rangi kyutan kyanle tene kyene pa re. Mashi basi de yora, ko chawa chetum basi re yora. Chidar tada wami yö, tada wami yö lures yora. Kade maube pumba kye basik du yöna. Chidar tada wami yö te. Gyurwa thal sawre, tadawa imbar thal sawurwa. Kye la manga bheeshre, kyudan kye le tene kye shigma sarre. Ne tadawa sigres, ne maomba shigma res.
So then, when we talk about the past, present, or future, it has a certain definition, like a pot, came into existence, was produced, on its causes and based upon its causes and conditions, and exists there, then that pot, as long as it hasn't been destroyed, is present. It's a present pot. Okay, but their contention is that it's produced and future, right? It's somehow pot and future, and. Well, how can that be? How can it be if something is, if a produced future pot exists, why is it not present? It says if the future is produced, why is it not present? Something that is produced based on causes and conditions and hasn't been destroyed or hasn't disintegrated, then that you have to think of that as being present. That's a present pot. It couldn't be future. And so then it follows that it should be, okay, if you read the, I'm looking at the commentary and the verse at the same time here. The first two lines say, if the future is produced, why is it not present? If so then in the commentary below there, the first line says, if a produced future pot exists, why is it not present? It follows that it should be because it has been produced and has not ceased. When it's come into existence, produced here means that it's come into existence based upon causes and conditions. And there it is, as a pot. And it's remaining as a pot. It hasn't ceased to exist as a pot. It hasn't been broken into pieces. So there, that we call the present pot. What is the problem here? It couldn't be the future pot. You know, anyway. So anyway, that's the refutation. So then if it's not produced, is the next question, right? So then the next question is, take the next two lines, if it is unproduced, is the future permanent or what? You know, if we look at the second line of, or second sentence of the commentary where it starts, if it is not produced, is the future pot permanent or what? It follows that it should be permanent because of being an unproduced thing. Basically, if something is produced, right, then if it's not produced, it means that it never depended on any causes and conditions. And then it, usually when something's produced, then it goes through a constant process of change. It, from one moment to the next, it has a moment. It's in a state of constant flux. But then, if you say, if it's not dependent upon causes and conditions, if it wasn't ever produced, right, then it follows that it has to be permanent. It has to be static because it never undergoes that kind of process of momentary change. So then it has to be static, right? If it's permanent here, it means in this context really means static, that it doesn't ever change. So something that never ever changes, we say, or not ever changes, but doesn't change, it is static or permanent. And it's not because of being an unproduced thing. It was because it's never been dependent upon causes and conditions.
Yina kenji tadawa nidun gyurwa chibes, ko yudan kien de tso ne tanda mao ba re de ta ko tada wa re chuk re se gyo rwa yudan kien ko tada wa yur chuk re che za ko tada wa re ma re yudan kien ko tada wa re chuk rwa se re tenre se na se gyo rwa tenne kia wa me jang jik ba le kia de mao me da na se yudan kien le tenne mao be pumba de kia yo ma re suya cha yo ma re ina ko tada mao ba re Tede tada yungo yudan kengi mao baden jigne tada wa re chukure. Te sonza midak ba re se nasi gora. Tede mao midak na ase. Dela jigba yue mende, tene takbar chi mendo. O te inada kera, tan deba de takbar higdo ase gora. Debe bumba de yudan kengi ma chupa re. Ene kon deba de yangyan deba memba che tada wa suya yo marwa. How was on this one?
De kautsuma san.
O jeta. Dela jigba yem dirwa kewa meja ta maombe pomba de juda kyan le ne ke yo mare sirwa yina ko de de jig ne tada ngo le ke gu re cha zan ko medag ba re ta kwa mare se so tin de so
de da da wa de
kewa meja rwa chi de maomba a je ga ko le ja gwa maomba de juda kyan le ne ke yo mare pomba re yo mare se yena gyudenge tadawa ni dun jura chebe ko tadawa jugru ba tanda mamo baro ba pomba sugu yara ko mamo be pomba ro ba
na ne
dai ne ko ti suye che tadawa re gur ba pomba mo ne re gur ba
na ne
sa ko tagba de re gi mare su gura gyudenge de che yo mare
na ne
yena ko gyudan kenge jura che che tadawa re gur es gura
na
te me da ba re sta ba re me do se ro ba
na
ne de la o de se che ra Mamma bade tene. Na ke shas. Ani den deso.
Na deso den deso.
Lava.
Oh, den la kon so la gyona.
Ore de.
Ya mero ma.